What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 65 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren, and today for this Nutrition Wednesday, we're going to be talking about food colors.
Yes, food colors are something that a lot of people have no idea about, the importance of getting all of these different colors into your diet. So we're going to dig into what colors you should be looking for and the importance of doing this.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about, you know, some of our favorites of these colors. And maybe we're slacking in some of these areas ourselves.
Yeah. So when you are looking into a diet, a huge green flag within a diet is that it's super colorful. It has every single color of the rainbow. You know, so many people lack variation within their diet because they think that that's the best way to do it. That's the way to get leaner faster, but that's just so far from the truth. This is kind of like way back in the old bodybuilding days. Oh, you can only eat chicken, rice, and broccoli, but that's actually not the most optimal way to do it either.
Yeah, guess what? You're going to get leaner if you're in a calorie deficit. So why not have a diverse amount of colors and foods and nutrients while you're in that calorie deficit? Doesn't it make sense? Just like common sense. That, oh, if I have more diverse food groups while I'm dieting, maybe it's going to help me stay healthier during that. I'm getting more of a variety of nutrients.
Exactly. Not only that, but I would argue that even having more variety in your diet will even help you get leaner faster because of the benefit that it's going to cause to your gut health. Benefits that, you know, come with that. And having your gut in check, you know, your internal health a lot better can help you actually get leaner faster because your body's just going to respond a lot better, not be as inflamed, and have everything actually processing properly.
Yeah, and you'll be physically performing better, like in the gym, instead of feeling, you know, bloated, lethargic, or, you know, your energy levels aren't where they would be at. You know, you perform better, and that's just going to help overall weight loss and progression as well, for sure.
Exactly. So there's going to be a few of the most common colors that we're looking at. We have red, orange, green, and then blue/purple kind of goes together. And then white is another section of its own. So red is known to be a very rich antioxidant. It has a lot of antioxidant properties, and it's also super good for your heart health too.
Yeah, absolutely. Red. Do I have any red in my diet right now?
Red ketchup. It counts, I guess.
Ketchup, I guess, is like the closest thing I have. Yeah, definitely red foods. Some other examples of red foods other than tomatoes would be strawberries, peppers. I definitely have had strawberries and peppers in my diet before. I don't right now, but low-key, I should be starting to try to throw in some peppers into my chicken or something.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I take a lot more seriously when I'm in comp prep. I know it's not optimal, but when I'm in off-season, it's a lot harder to get a lot more variety in because I'm really just opting for the most calorie-dense foods possible.
Yeah, exactly.
But then when I'm in prep, I'm like, ooh, give me the biggest salad with all the vegetables in it.
Yeah, exactly. Peppers are like zero calories. So it's just adding excess volume when you already feel so full as is, and then it just, you feel like shit. But yes, nutrient wise, we should be trying to eat some more reds. Maybe strawberries have a more calories. Maybe I could try to figure out how to fit those in for sure.
Yeah, even just a little bit can really go a long way. Next up, we have orange. We are definitely not lacking orange.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. So orange foods are high in beta carotene that converts to vitamin A. It's going to help your skin. It's going to help your nails. It's also high in vitamin C a lot of the time as well. So overall, orange foods do have a lot of benefits. It can help your immune system as well.
Yeah.
Just fucking everything.
So. Yeah. Just great for the overall immune system. It's very similar to, you know, something like collagen that's just overall for the hair, skin, nails, those type of things. And we've all heard like, oh, carrots and like eating these orange things can actually give you a little bit more of a natural glow and help your skin a lot. And I can definitely say that this is very, very true. My skin has been so much better, really has a lot more like brightness to it since we started eating a lot more orange in our diet. I can definitely say that's true.
For sure. We definitely have a different tint to us now. Like, I just don't think over even this like last winter since we started eating a lot of carrots, we got as pale as we did previously. It's just, you just keep a better skin tone. Who doesn't fucking want that?
Exactly. So some great orange foods, carrots, oranges, of course, sweet potatoes. These are honestly like probably three of my favorite foods of all time. I guess I'm just a huge orange lover. Orange, just the flavor orange, is like actually one of my favorite flavors for everything.
Yeah, now that I think about it, we eat a lot of sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes and carrots are a massive amount of our carbohydrates.
Yes, a massive amount. We eat like two whole bags of carrots every day. We eat a lot of sweet potato fries, a lot of sweet potato in general. Anything else? Let's see. We don't have too many different foods in our diet right now, if I'm being completely honest, but a lot of orange. I'm positive of that.
Awesome, awesome. Next up, we have green. Green, the most basic of them all, greens. Greens are going to be packed with a ton of vitamins A, C, and K, as well as fiber. Greens, you're going to be getting a lot of fiber from them as well.
Yeah. Greens are also another antioxidant as well, and just provide you with, as he said, just a lot of overall nutrients.
Yep, 100%. With that, greens, I'm sure you can all think of a million different types of greens. Avocado may be one that some people don't think about. That's green. Then you also have spinach, kale, asparagus, broccoli. You can go on.
Green beans, edamame. We love edamame. I have my phases of that. I'm embarrassed to say the only greens I have in my diet right now are pickles.
What greens? I have avocado.
Yeah, avocado. That's it. Yeah, we need more. We're not the best right now with the overall food variety, but food volume is just so fucking high right now. Can definitely do better. We just really aim to get at least, you know, a vegetable in each meal and have a fruit a day at least. But what does yellow fall into? Is that like
yellow with like orange?
So like bananas, stuff like that. We have bananas too, so that's another one there.
Yellow's in with orange, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, a lot of orange. We are definitely not lacking on that side of things. So next up we have blue and purple. What are some examples of this?
Blue and purple, eggplant.
Eggplant, yum.
Yeah. Blueberries.
Grapes.
Grapes.
Purple sweet potato. That's been kind of a trend. You
go purple sweet potato.
I really want to find that.
Anything else purple or blue?
Probably some weird fruits.
Like, what? Which one is it? What, would blackberries be considered like in the
probably,
purple blue group?
Probably.
Yeah, purple. I think that's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, but overall, the purples and blues are actually known to be pretty anti-inflammatory as well. They can help with your memory, your cognitive function overall, and they're typically pretty high in vitamins C, E, and also have a good amount of fiber. Blueberries are really, really good. They're really packed with a lot of nutrients. I have blueberries programmed for a ton of my clients.
Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely. I would say if I was going to pick one food group that I dislike the most, it's going to be the blue and purple food group, I would say.
Interesting. Grape is also one of my like all-time favorite flavors, so I love grapes. But again, just too much volume for me right now, but I do have a lot of grape-flavored drinks.
Yeah, can't wait for Lauren to get back in prep and start trying to freeze grapes with like some stevia on them.
That shit is actually so good. If you guys are in a diet right now, in a dieting phase, you have to try that. You freeze grapes, but not all the way. You don't want them to be like frozen, maybe for like 30 minutes to an hour. And then you want to put them in stevia. And there was something else to make it sour. I can't remember.
It's like maybe limes or something?
Or it was like powder, like Kool-Aid powder or something like that. Some kind of like drink powder and stevia. Mix them up. And after the grapes are a little bit frozen, so good. I know they're super similar to a very popular snack, but I can't remember what it's called. But that is definitely a dieting hack. I was obsessed with these, especially green grapes too.
Oh yeah, green grapes are gas, 100%.
Yep, and the last food group we have is white.
White has potassium, magnesium, vitamin C, and it is also immune boosting.
Yes, so some examples of white foods can be garlic, cauliflower, and mushrooms.
Okay, maybe I spoke too soon. This might be my least favorite group.
Yeah, spoke too soon. What about potatoes?
I guess white potatoes would fall under there as well.
Yeah, I love potatoes. I hate mushrooms so much. I cannot do mushrooms. Cauliflower, if it's done correctly, I can do cauliflower.
I like bread, but I don't know if it's bread. Some breads probably have just such minimal nutrients. If they're like, eh, don't even want to count it in here.
Yeah, exactly. Cauliflower can be really good when it's cooked properly, air fried, seasoned a lot, but definitely not my favorite food group. White, I mean, right now, I guess rice. Bread, we're eating rice bread. I don't know if this counts within the white group because they're not very nutrient dense, but it is what it is.
Yeah, 100%. I can eat some mushrooms and cauliflower, I would say, but Lauren's fucking no mushrooms for her. No, 100%. That's how I feel about pickles.
But yeah, overall, when you are assessing the nutrient density of your diet, a great way is just go through the rainbow and say, do I have this color? Do I have this color? Do I have this color? And if the answer is yes, you probably have a pretty great diet. Yeah. And don't be counting processed food into this.
For a long time, I was really, really adamant about getting every single color in. I would get like 3 fruits a day in, 100%. But it was rough because it was just increasing my food volume so much.
Some people are going to watch this and be like, well, I have red fruit snacks and shit like that. No, this goes for whole foods.
Yeah, whole foods. We're not counting red fruit snacks or a Twizzler. Come on, guys. I have a red Twizzler, a black Twizzler.
But anyways, hope this gives you guys some insight into kind of what we assess when we are looking for the nutrient density of a diet.
Awesome, guys. Hope you gained some value. Peace.